Hey, how you doing?
Very good. I've got you on a speakerphone here with the media. I'm going to step out, let them ask the questions. I know you're in a meeting, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay.
Go ahead, guys.
How you doing, Ty?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
What does this honor mean to you, the chance to represent the 96 and the 01 team before Sunday's game?
Oh, it feels good. It's great, man, to be, you know, a part of, you know, this team and great tradition that's been going on for so long. You know, not to take anything away from the 85 team, but, you know, 96 was that year where the Patriot Nation and the fans, we got to experience an actual home game. It ended a little short of what we wanted to do, but it was still a great accomplishment at the time, and to host another AFC Championship game is big.
Everybody remembers the 01 season. What are some things that stick out about that 96 season?
Excuse me?
I think everybody has the memories of the 01 season are well documented. But what are some things that you remember about that 96 season?
Well, I think the 96 season, we were one of those teams that nobody really thought we would get to the dance, you know, get to the show. I mean, we were a decent football team, but we just kind of caught fire at the end. And next thing you know, we're in the playoffs, and it's a whole new season. We had a great coach in Bill Parcells, and, I mean, everything just seemed to be clicking at the right time. I mean, I couldn't even put it into words because, you know, for a minute there, you know, I'm just, you know, happy to be winning because, you know, my rookie year, we didn't get the opportunity to play in the playoffs. So to go from a non-playoff team to be representing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl was pretty big. And then, like I said, we hosted the AFC Championship game. We're winning, winning playoff games, and the home crowd gets to see that they haven't seen in a long time.
Say, Ty, most of the guys, the vast majority of the guys on the team now have never even played in the AFC Championship team. I guess what words of inspiration or advice would you give to these guys going into a big game like this?
It's just another football game, and I think, you know, although the magnitude is a lot different, it's a lot online, but it's still playing football, and it'll remember what got you there. You wouldn't be there unless you did something right, so, you know, just keep that in mind. I think a lot of times players get so caught up in the hype that they forget that this is what we do. We play football. So you just try to put your best effort and your best foot forward, and things will happen the way they're supposed to happen.
Ty, Rodney had some critical comments about the New England secondary earlier this season. I'd be curious to get your take on what you think of them and what you think of where they are heading into this AFC Championship game.
Well, if it's any indication of the last few games, I think they played, you know, lights out, especially the defense as a whole. Yes, they struggled throughout the season, but, you know, with a lot of injuries, there are a lot of things that just weren't going their way. But when you got a quarterback like Tom Brady and you can get, you know, that many points, it helps you out a lot. But they stepped it up in a big way, especially last week. So hopefully they can carry that over and gain that confidence from these past few performances and play that well on Sunday night because, like I said, Tom and that offense, they're clicking. All the defense has to do is step up, be productive, and they'll win the football game.
Ty, really quickly, you talk about confidence. How much of that is wrapped up in being a good cornerback?
I think that's because cornerback is somewhat like cornerback. It's a mental game. So I think, you know, 60-70% of that is confidence. Of course, you have to have the athleticism to go out there and play cornerback, but it's so mental, especially if you're playing in a defense that going to put you in a lot of one-on-one situations with some of the best athletes out there. So confidence is key. If you lose confidence as a cornerback, it's hard to come back from, you know. And I think if you do lose confidence as a corner, it's going to be hard to get back out there.
Ty, it's been a while. Can you talk about how driven Tom is, knowing it was 2004, last time these guys were able to hoist that Lombardi Trophy, you being part of that? It just, what drives him and this chance? I mean, late in his career, and who knows how much time anybody has left.
Well, yeah, I think every year is different, but Tom has been driven from day one. I mean, he thrives on championships and the fact that he's on the big stage. So I don't think his confidence ever wandered by any means. he's going to go out there and compete the way he always does. I mean, he hasn't won in a while, but the team hasn't won. When he plays well, the team plays well, but when he doesn't play well, it seems like he is getting, you know, all the flack for that too. But he always needs a supporting cast. And if they support him like they're supposed to, he'll be hosting that trophy again. I think too much is put on the actual quarterback. We've always done things around there as a team. And if the team steps up, I know Tom will step up, especially in a situation like this.
Ty, nice to talk to you. Mike Reese with the Daily Bugle. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike? You still with the Daily Bugle? How are you going to step it up or not?
I know, Ty. You know, I'm trying. I just wanted to ask you from a defensive perspective, what are your thoughts on the Patriots' up-tempo, no huddle, and the stress that puts on a defense?
Oh, that puts a lot of stress on the defense because it's hard to make your adjustments, especially if you're trying to find matchups. The Patriots, I mean, they're so good that all the receivers know how to play multiple positions, so whatever side of the field that they're on, they can go out there and play the game. But as a defender, if I'm covering Wes Welker, I'm looking for his number. If I'm matched up against Gronkowski, now I got to see where these guys are at all times. And you'll be running across the field. Everyone's crossing, bumping each other off. So it can make it pretty difficult. And what that does is that makes a defense stay left and right. That makes them play a base defense. But at the same time, Patriots can go out there and do their whole playbook because they're so used to it. You kind of limit what the defense can do as far as adjustments, as far as their blitzes and their coverage packages.
Ty, you were kind of unique in the sense that you were with the team in the mid-90s when they hadn't yet gotten to the playoffs, but then you were also in the generation that started to win Super Bowls. What are your thoughts on the rise that this organization has kind of had over the last 15 to 20 years?
Oh, I mean, it's incredible, and I think it's an unprecedented run. I mean, since Mr. Kraft bought the team and, you know, hired, you know, the coaches that he's hired, and then we got the coach Belichick, it's going to be hard to duplicate something like that. You know, with Tom, you got to give credit to the front office. It's absolutely incredible, and I don't see something like this happening for a long, long time.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ty. Thanks a lot, Ty. Thank you, Ty.
Thanks, Ty.